This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all? Happy weekend and welcome to the Best Bits podcast. This is Morgan here speaking. I am your host for the Best Bits every weekend, and this is part one where I bring on another show member and we talk about live catch up basically on pretty much everything that happened on the show this week that are the very big moments you might have missed or you just want to hear about again. But this week, I'm bringing on Abby. What's up?
What's up?
You excited to talk about some random things?
I am, yes.
I have lots of random questions, so.
Oh, good.
It's going to be interesting.
Okay.
We're going to get to know Abby a little bit this weekend.
Here we go.
As if we don't already on all the other best bits that you've came on, but you know what I mean.
Yes. Okay.
So we're going to get started. Coming in hot at number 7, Fun Fact Friday. We've changed it up, so everybody on the show is sharing a fun fact, which has, you know, just changed the game a little bit. We've definitely made things a little bit more interesting by everybody sharing a fact of something they really love or we find interesting, but the rest of the show may not find interesting. You never know how people are going to feel about it. So that's why I added this one in this week, because it's always fun to hear. Do you have any random fun facts that you love, Abby?
I gotta look at the ones I turned in.
Yeah, I want to hear them.
Okay, what were they? Let me see. Hold on.
Did you bring? I have another one that I'll add in here that I don't know that I'm ever going to use on our thing, but I loved it and I wrote it down. Buzz Lightyear's original name was supposed to be Lunar Larry.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
In the movie?
Yep, Toy Story. So if you're a big Toy Story fan like I am, it's supposed to be Lunar Larry. Then they came up with some space terms and thought of the coolest astronaut that they could think of, which was Buzz Aldrin, and loved the combination of Buzz Lightyear for the name more than Lunar Larry.
Okay, Buzz Lightyear is way better.
I know, but also, like, I kind of love Lunar Larry.
Yeah.
Woody and Lunar Larry.
That's funny. I had no idea.
Yeah, there you go. There's fun fact.
Wait, are you talking about fun facts about ourselves or just in general?
You could do a fun fact about yourself. You could do a random one.
I'm trying to think of a fun fact.
It could be whatever you want. We're just adding more fun facts to the whole Fun Fact Friday situation, even though this is technically Saturday.
Right. Well, this is a fun fact about me. I played Annie in Annie, the musical,
when
I was in fifth grade. So
what? Oh, my gosh, Abby.
Yeah.
I was in Annie, but I was an orphan.
No, what? Which one? Do you know which one?
I was just one of just the little kids. I was young and I was running around as a little orphan because I did, when I used to, you know, want to pursue all of this, I was an orphan in Annie and I was a monkey in Wizard of Oz.
No way. Uh-huh. That's amazing.
Yeah. Those are my things for like Wichita Theater.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wait, was it at Wichita Theater?
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
It was. But again, I was
back in the day,
young in a little backup role. I was just running around like a little kid on rollerblades to be a monkey.
That's so cute.
Okay, so when you were
crazy.
Annie, you're how old?
Fifth grade. So whenever that is, what is that? I was 10, maybe?
Somewhere 11? Around there. Was it at school or was it in like the city theater?
It was school. Yeah. So we had like summer plays every year and It was like a big deal there. They had everybody all ages.
She does sing the song like tomorrow. Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a little bit?
Oh my God.
You were Annie once upon a time.
That's true. My voice was like higher then.
I know, true. Like you reach a point of puberty and things change, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You can sing your own rendition of tomorrow.
The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya, tomorrow, you're only a day away.
That was beautiful.
Man, I haven't done that since like back then.
Yeah, that was so good.
Oh,
like just on the spot, so good.
Thank you.
You can totally do theater. Have you, like, thought about that? Have you ever wanted to do, like, Broadway theater, that type of thing?
I did, like, when I was younger, yeah. I wanted to, but now I haven't thought of that.
Now not? You'd rather be, like, an artist than Broadway?
I don't know. That would be fun, too, though. But I just don't dance. I feel like a lot of Broadway people are very good at dancing. Like,
True.
They have a dance background and stuff, and I don't really have that. So I guess I was just like, that's not for me. But
yeah, like, maybe a mix of the two things.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be fun,
though. I think
though.
You could be a dancer. Do you like, do you have think? Rhythm? Is that a vibe for you?
Yeah.
Or no?
Uh-huh. But just the choreography, it's so hard for me to, it takes forever. Like if I go to a dance class, I'm like the last one to pick it up.
Yeah, that's fair. And picking up dance moves is really hard though, just in general.
Yeah.
Like I have rhythm, but picking up dance moves is hard. And the older you get too, it's harder to memorize things.
That's true. We're going to blame it on age.
Yes, we are. We absolutely are.
I'm like a 80-year-old, my brain.
Well, man, I freaking loved that.
Aww.
That was a great way to start the podcast.
Oh, thanks.
I have a fun fact about something that happened to me recently. Are you ready for this, like, wild story?
Yes.
I thought I was going to be involved in one of those road rage stories that come in the news.
Oh, geez. That's scary.
Yeah. So listen to this. I was driving on a frontage road by my house. And I was probably like a car and a half, two car lengths behind this guy, right? And he was going 30 below the speed limit, okay? I shouldn't say 30. He's probably going like 10 miles an hour and the speed limit's 30.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going slow. I was just letting him take his time. I'm like, this is what's going to happen. But at one point, towards the end of the frontage road, he slightly pulls over, doesn't put on flashes or anything. So I'm just kind of sitting there like I don't really know what's going on. And he opens his car door. Looks back at me out of the car door and says, go around me.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay, maybe he's having, like, car problems or something. So I didn't think twice about it, right? And I was just like, okay, cool. You seem angry, but I'm going to keep going. And so I pass him and I keep driving. And he proceeds to shut his door, come and tailgate me. And, like, follows me down the road. And so finally we, like, split off. But when he, like, passed my car on the two lane, he literally turned and was like yelling things at me, and I have no idea what he was saying.
Why is he so angry?
I don't know. I don't. You know
what?
You know how cars have the little thing on their rear view that says like things in the rear view may be closer than they appear?
Yes.
I think he thought I was closer than I was. Like his depth perception was off or whatever, and he really thought I was like tailgating him.
Oh,
but
my
I
gosh.
Wasn't because I was enough to like be able to stop and
yeah.
have no issue.
Could he not see you? Do you think?
I don't know. I have no
because,
idea.
Because, I mean, you look so sweet. Like, they're not.
Oh.
Why would he want to come after you?
And I'm sitting there, like, confused as heck. I'm
yeah.
like, I was trying to be nice to you because you were going slow. And I hate slow drivers.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
That is, I'm glad nothing. So what happened? Did he
just
finally
drove
just
away?
Stop?
And I, you know what? I even wrote down in my notes, I wrote his license plate just in case
oh,
something
smart.
Comes from it. I'm like, maybe he finds me somehow. I have that, like, I never have the bad case scenario thing until something happens to me, and then
mm-hmm.
I think of every worst possible scenario that can happen.
Yeah.
And so like I put it in my phone and I was like, I'm just going to keep this in case, because somehow if something happens to me, somebody can look at my phone and see I had their license plate written down.
That's smart. You never know.
Right? That's
yes.
my backup plan.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird.
Mm-hmm. So that wasn't a fun fact about me, but it was a fun fact about something that happened to me recently, and I nearly peed my pants.
That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Someone kind of did that to me one time. It's like they try to start fights, but they tried to race me and then pulled in front of me and slammed on their brakes.
And I don't understand why they're like that. Like, if you have that much kind of road rage, I don't think you should be able to have a license.
No.
I have road rage, but it's inner. It doesn't come outer. It's like I get angry, but
really?
I'll never do anything about it. It's like it just sits in there and it stays in my... Have you ever seen Inside Out? The movie
no.
from Disney. Every time I make a movie reference, it makes me angry.
Wait, Inside Out?
Yeah. What,
real? I've never even heard of it.
It's the cutest movie about really? All your emotions.
Is it a cartoon?
It's an animated movie, but it's from Pixar. It's Disney.
Oh, shoot.
Anyway, it has all the emotions. There's joy, but there's an angry guy. And that little angry guy is who I am in the car. It just never comes out of my body.
Even when you're by yourself?
Oh, yeah, you just don't get mad.
You're just silent.
You're just never going to see it. Like, I'm never going to emotion it to another person. I've never flipped anyone off, or I've never been like...
I've honked.
I've never done the dad hands. You know, they like throw up like, what are you doing?
Really?
Yeah. I try to force it inward because I'm like, if that was me on the other side, how would I feel? Probably That's not true. Very good.
Yeah.
So I try not to unless they're like really are coming at me.
Usually purposely. They don't even know. Yeah, they're just kind of like oblivious. Yeah. They don't know.
But that one was coming at me purposely.
That's scary.
And I felt it.
I'm glad he went away.
Yeah.
I was trying to look up random fun facts.
see if you have any.
Here's one. The 100 folds in a chef's hat represents 100 ways to cook an egg. Did you know that?
I didn't know you could. Okay, let's think about this.
Yeah.
Do you like eggs? Do you cook
yes,
eggs?
Yes, okay. I do.
Mm-hmm. So we got scrambled.
Poached.
Poached. Over easy.
Mm-hmm. Hard boiled.
Eggs Benedict. Omelet. I'm like, okay, there's six.
There's not 100. There cannot be 100 ways to cook an egg.
Just the yolk? Just the egg whites? I bet those are like different.
Yes.
So that's 8.
Did I say hard-boiled egg?
Yeah.
You got that?
We got that one. we say poached?
Yeah. Yes.
There's no way there's 100.
No, that's and they 8. Don't even have the list according...
Huh. Dang.
8.
If somebody knows the other ways to cook eggs, let us know because we only came up with 8.
Yeah.
We could be here all day if we try and sit and name 100, so we're not going to. But
we could be. I'm just very curious at where these 100 ways are.
Same.
Yeah, all the chefs listening.
Chef's kiss. Give us the chef's kiss on the 100 eggs. Wait. 100 ways to cook an egg. On the wild. Concrete, maybe that's what they mean.
Oh, yeah, that's what they mean. On the griddle, on the
stove, in the oven. I still don't even think that's 100. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a good fun fact, though. That's fun. Moving right along at number 6 this week, Bobby shared his favorite kind of new song, stuff he's been listening to for people to add to their playlist. Do you have a favorite song lately? New jam in your repertoire or one that maybe you've been singing a lot lately?
Anything Cody Johnson, actually.
Really?
Yes.
And he's coming on the show on Monday, which is really exciting.
I'm so excited. I love Dear Rodeo. I love that one.
His voice just matched with the songs. They're beautiful.
They really are.
How do they say it? B-E-A-U-T-I. Nope. What was the saying? B-E-A-U-tiful. Why can I not say that saying?
B-E-A-U-tiful. No.
B-E-A-U-tiful. There it is. Wow. The struggle.
It's crazy because the songs that I listen to are more like slow and sad, like sappy. Like they're not like a summer jam type song.
That's okay.
You know?
That's okay.
I love Good Old Boy by Lauren Elena.
Good Old Boy.
Love it. You gotta
listen
to it.
How does that one go? Can you give me a sample?
Good old boy, never really... Wait, hold on. Learned your manners in Tennessee. Bet your mama didn't know you didn't use a mommy. Now you're drunk in a bar, like a neon star.
I'm just going to start having
you
sing.
I'm home alone with a broken heart.
We can't play like more than like 5 seconds of a song anymore. So I'm just going to have you sample everything for me now. That's what I'm going to call on for the best bits. Even when you're not on, I'm just going to say, hey, Abby, can you come sample
the
song?
Can you sing this?
That was good. I need to listen to that.
Thank you. Well, okay, Lauren Elena.
Good old
that
boy.
Was probably not good for me to sing against her because she's amazing. She has the best voice ever.
She does. But you have a great voice, too. And I love Thanks. Hearing it. Okay.
You know what else I'm playing, though? Vacation Part 2.
You had to throw that
out there. I had to throw that out there.
Okay, Ray. I thought he was on this weekend, yes.
Okay.
That's okay. But Vacation Part 2, music video coming soon.
It's coming soon.
You guys got a date on that yet?
No, they said like a week, which that's crazy. I mean, probably just like the initial like footage, but I'm excited to see it.
I mean, maybe. Maybe they have it like ready to go in a week.
Yeah, maybe.
Drops on YouTube. YouTube premiere.
Yeah. Let's go.
All the exciting things. I'm excited to see it, especially the stories you were telling me. And, you know, everybody's trying to hook Abby up with somebody. So that was a fun story to hear. No, everybody else was too.
They saw it, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is being a single person, I feel like whenever you're around a bunch of people that are couples, it's like they find it their obligation.
Yes.
To find you someone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you know, if I was going to ask anyone to help me find a person, probably not going to be a married couple.
I know.
Right?
Yes.
Like, do you feel that way? You feel like this is awkward?
It is, yes. And it's like they see everything. Like they see the little signs. I'm like, I didn't, he was just saying hi. And they're like, no, he was so flirting.
Or they
like,
think they really? See everything.
Yes. And then they point it out.
But yeah, if you had like a single person with you, they'd be like, okay, maybe. I don't know. I feel like you're more in tune with things that are happening. When you get married, you get, you know, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right. You don't.
But when you're single, you always have to be in tune with it. You don't get a choice.
I know.
So I always find it funny whenever I'm around my married friends or like friends in like long relationships and they're like trying to help. And I'm like, listen, love ya. Great for you wanting to help. Probably not going to be very helpful.
Right? I know. I'm like, you're out of the dating world. You've been out for a long time.
Yes.
You don't understand.
Exactly. What is the dumbest way you've ever hurt yourself?
I mean, I think I've talked about it on the show before, but when I was riding on my four-wheeler, like ATV, and I had a helmet on and everything, and there was a bee that like flew towards me, and I like freaked out,
I remember this story.
Went out of control, yeah, and like went down a hill and ran into a fence.
Yes, I remember this. And like you were super lucky. You didn't get significantly injured.
Mm-hmm. It was bad.
Crazy. Remind me how old you were when that happened?
12, my 12th birthday.
Gosh.
It was
so
stupid.
Have you been on an ATV since?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're not afraid of them?
No.
Are you afraid of bees now?
Oh, yeah. Because there's been spiders in my car and almost the same thing happens.
Are you afraid of all insects?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. And that's always been a thing.
It's just always, yes. I mean, the more legs they have, the more terrifying.
Well, as I shared in my Fun Fact Friday, we only have two fears when we're born. So you acquired that fear.
Wait, I missed that. There's only two fears when you're born?
Yeah, you are only afraid of falling and loud noises. Those are the only two facts or only two fears that you have born with. Everything else is acquired or you get from over time.
That's very interesting.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I acquired that. I don't know how.
Insects. I don't know. I think a lot of people don't like spiders and stuff. Bees, I mean, they sting you. It hurts.
That's true.
So maybe you got stung as a kid.
I've never gotten stung. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. I've tried to wonder. I mean, I've always wondered, yeah, why I'm so afraid of them.
Something had to happen. There's there's something there. We just don't know it right now.
I know. So that was stupid. What about you?
That's a good one. I don't think I can top yours. I mean, there was one time when I rode on the back of a golf cart standing up and I went totally backwards, face down onto the concrete.
Oh, geez.
Bad idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Then there was the recent time when I went rollerblading and totally ate it and likely broke my tailbone.
Are you okay from that? Or do you still have injuries?
I'm mostly better, but now I have a front bone injury.
What?
Yeah. Wait, what? So I was working out and I was doing weights. I was on the ground doing weights, right? Like I was doing a, how can I explain this? I'm going to look up what the exact thing is so it doesn't look sound funny when I say it, because it'll make more sense when you know that exercise.
Uh-huh.
Like, how did Morgan hurt her front bone? And yes, I am talking about my private bone. Like
pelvic bone? Is that what it is? Your pelvic bone?
I don't know. Wherever my lady part sits is where it's at. That's where I was at. So I was doing a glute bridge dumbbell four press.
Okay.
So you know what a glute bridge is? You're down on the ground. Your pelvic is up, right?
That's an intense one.
And you have the dumbbells and you're doing a floor press. So it's like a combination of things, right? And so I like sat down from the glute bridge and I lifted up with I had 20-pound weights in each hand. And I sit up and I just wasn't really thinking about it. And it kind of like, because it's heavy and that's top heavy for me, right? I'm not like, I'm bottom heavy. So, like, top heavy, I was bringing the weights up, and I just, like, bam, right into my thumb. And I was like, never knew what that felt like.
No, okay. It's making me cringe right now.
Yeah. That was recent. That was in, like, the last week and a half. So, now I have a tailbone and a front bone. Those are stupid injuries.
That's terrible.
So.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Those are pretty bad.
I'm trying to think of another. Oh, I was on a date we went ice skating.
Ooh, ice skating date. I love those. So,
yeah, your rollerblading.
Like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, it was not. It was not like a Hallmark movie. I started to get like really confident because at first, you know, you're like, ooh, I'm going to fall. But then I was like, okay, I got this. And so I started just like skating really fast and the front of my skate got caught. And I just remember I did a completely flipped around, like a complete flip forward. Didn't even know where I didn't know what was up, what was down. I busted my knee. I seriously thought I broke my kneecap.
Wait, did the blades, like, did you get yourself with the blades?
No, luckily, no. It was like a clean somersault forward. But my knee, like, took the fall at first. It was so bad. Oh, I couldn't walk for, like.
Wait, so how did this guy respond?
Not much to it. I didn't see him again after that.
But, like, did he, like, when you fell, was he like, oh, my gosh, let's take care of you. We got to. Or was he just kind of like,
no.
You good?
Yeah, it was a, you good? I was embarrassed. I couldn't skate anymore because it hurt so bad.
And you never talked to this man again?
No, I think we just went our separate ways. We met there.
Dang.
It was like a first date. And yeah, no. It was no, because yeah, his reaction was not too great.
I was going to say, that's a red flag. At least you did it to yourself to find a red flag.
Yeah. This is what's going to happen when you get hurt. He's going to not care and think you're such an idiot.
That's not true, though. Falling Clumsy. Happens to everyone, especially when you're doing a new activity.
That's true, yeah.
Like, that's just part of it.
Uh-huh. So now I don't think I've gone ice skating since then. That was, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah, there's some trauma probably attached to that one.
Yeah.
Maybe you try and go ice skating on, like, a third date now. See how, like, the third date goes. Mm-hmm. You did the first day ice skating. Maybe you need, like, a third date. And then you just keep progressing to, like, fifth date. A year.
Uh-huh.
Just see how they fall and the different things. And then you fall each time to just see their response.
It's like a test.
Yeah.
It's like fake. I'm faking. I'm not really falling to hurt myself.
Yeah. I mean, you can do it. You can do whatever you want. If you want to really injure yourself, that's a personal thing.
That actually is a good test.
I mean, yeah, there was a therapist online that said you should wait. You should have kind of like a big moment happen early on when you're talking or considering dating someone, because you can see how they respond. Because 9 times out of 10, when a big thing happens in a relationship, that is where things change. And most of the time, breakups tend to happen following those. And you're smiling because I know why you're smiling.
I'm just thinking.
Yes. Ooh. But like, you know what I mean? So they say like almost like, wait to get serious until like a big thing has happened to see how they respond and they do in that situation.
Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can't handle like a big thing in your life like that.
Yeah.
Or that's a major test, really. Mm-hmm. If you, and that's what couples say. They're like, we've been through this, this, and this. And if you can make it through that, you can make it through anything.
This is
basically
true.
Right.
And that's like a way, it's just like a way of like protecting you before you get hurt kind of thing. I'm like, listen, I don't have enough big things, thankfully, that happened in my life. How the frick am I going to do that every time I want to date someone?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, it's great in theory.
Yeah. Actually, I don't want big things.
Right?
I'd rather just keep it even keel or whatever it is.
Yeah.
No main events.
I get it. I get the purpose behind it, but I'm like, that's never going to happen for me.
Mm-hmm.
Besides our dating and our dumbest ways, we've been hurt. Another random question. Where would you relocate if you were forced to leave the country?
Oh, the country?
Country.
Ooh, I would say Greece. Mm. It is so pretty. The water's so blue.
Have you been there before?
Yeah. In high school. I went to Europe for 24 days.
I'm
with
so
like
jealous.
A group. We went to Italy, France, Spain, and then Greece. And we did like a cruise, like a 4-day cruise around the Greek Isles. And it
Dang.
Was so nice.
Talk about an epic trip in high school.
Yes. Like, nothing will ever beat that. Like, I want to go again with, like, family or something,
you
know? I was going
to say, can we do, like, that same itinerary, but, like,
they still have it. Yeah. Like, the company still has it. I saw they went on it. My high school went on it this summer.
So, but it was just, was it a cruise to all of those places or a cruise just in Greece?
Just in Greece, yeah.
So the rest you were like kind of backpacking.
Uh-huh. Like we were riding on buses. We took trains. Oh, that's so cool. And Switzerland. Switzerland was cool too.
Yes. Give all those itineraries. I think we need that.
Yes.
Though I don't know that I could ever get 24 days off.
Yeah, 24 days is not, that's not going to happen. We can do a short one.
I know.
A 5-day.
I've always said, though, like, if I ever go to Europe, I really want to go for, like, 2 weeks. I feel like that makes it worth it because Otherwise, you're paying for a flight to be there for like 4 days, and I don't have that kind of money.
Right. Because the traveling to like there is cheap, you know, when you're going from each country. But like, yeah, if you're going to go make the trek over there.
Yeah. And it's even cheaper to like, it's not only cheaper, but like better for your sanity because you're not going through, like you're not flying just to go to one country, come back, fly to go to another country.
Mm-hmm.
Though I don't know if I'm ever going to have the time in my life to be able to do that.
I know.
I ever want to work.
Exactly. I know. I'm like, there's so much I want to do, but it's, yeah, how do you do
yes.
it?
So Greece,
yeah.
I think I would choose Italy, even though I've never been there, because I love carbs. And they love carbs.
They do.
And cheese. And they just love eating and having fun and living life. And I feel like I'd fit in well in Italy.
Yes, I think you would.
But I've never been. So I'm just believing that based on social media.
Yeah. It's crazy, though, because you know how you're like, oh, they love to eat and everything, but they're very, like, fit and thin.
Because they walk everywhere from what I've heard. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, everybody there, I was like, wow. Like, they're just ready to go. Yeah, they're just walking everywhere.
Yeah, that lifestyle would change for me. I do love a good walk. Don't get me wrong, but because of the lifestyle and the culture in America, I will drive 5 minutes. I'm not good about taking short walks, especially when it's very hot outside.
Yeah, no.
Or when it's very cold. So
yeah, that's not fun.
Basically, at least 2 seasons of the year, I like to drive my car.
Mm-hmm.
I have been... The culture of America has done that to me.
I know. So. See, isn't that crazy? It's the culture. Yeah.
If everybody else around me was walking, they'd be like, okay, I'll walk too.
Uh-huh.
I'll suck it up. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's like I can't walk. If I had to walk to work, it would take me about 3 hours.
Yeah, literally. I'd be like somewhere across. I wouldn't even know where I'm going would be half the problem.
Yeah.
You would find me with the GPS walking thing on my phone. Anytime I have to walk somewhere, I have the GPS up, the walking version.
Me too.
Like, we don't need to get lost today, but we would if you let me try and just figure out directions. I suck at those.
Yeah, same.
I'm glad we're not together.
I know, me too.
What is, another random question for you, what is the best type of cheese?
Type of cheese?
Yep. Of all the cheeses in the world, what is the best?
Well, you're like the cheese queen. Mm-hmm. You know ones I don't even know how to pronounce.
I'm not judging you.
Okay.
But maybe a little bit.
Mozzarella.
Now I'm judging you.
Why? It's so good.
It is. Mozzarella is good. Yeah. And I enjoy a good mozzarella.
Very basic.
It is.
Feta's good, too.
Okay, again, the interesting choices. But, hey, I love it. I love all cheeses. I eat both of those.
Uh-huh.
I do love a good mozzarella with a tomato and avocado.
Yes.
Balsamic? Yeah. Caprese situation. Mm. Love those.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything like that. I have been more into those. I've been leaning more into those because mozzarella is definitely the healthiest cheese. Of all the cheeses.
Oh, good.
I believe.
Really?
Maybe
what's the worst?
Feta. Probably like cheddar. Actually, probably American. We put a lot of...
Surprise!
Listen, I've learned so much about food and stuff. We put a lot of stuff in our food that's not supposed to be there.
And cheese is included.
Yeah, and obviously American cheese comes from here. Some of the other ones don't. So I don't know.
What is your favorite?
Hmm.
One that I can't pronounce.
Manchego is a favorite.
Manchego.
I do love that. But if I'm going like strictly just my favorite all the time, it's Colby Jack.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like that has a spice, a little bit of spicy.
No. I can't do spicy, but some of the time, Colby Jack does be spicy. Does be spicy. That's my new saying.
It does be spicy.
But it's... Colby Jack, I believe, is cheddar and jack cheese.
Oh, it's the marble looking one.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my favorite. Like, if there's a little cheese board with the little cheese squares, I'm going for the Colby Jack. That's what I'm going after. You know what I'm not going after, though?
What?
Brie cheese.
Oh, you don't like Brie?
I've gotten better about liking it.
Okay.
But I will never pick it out of a lineup.
Blue cheese? Ugh, I cannot.
I didn't used to. Now I love blue cheese. I put blue cheese crumbles in my salads.
Oh, that's weird. I pick it out. It
adds a little sharpness to it.
It does. It does. I try to pick it out, but it's impossible because it's in crumbles.
Listen, Abby, I could have a whole podcast about cheese. And I freaking love it.
Speaking of fun facts, you have all the fun facts about all the cheeses.
Bring me every cheese, yes.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
All week we've been playing the two truths and a lie game, all because Bobby's TV show that he's hosting, Snake in the Grass, USA Network, they gave us all this money. I think we're at like $40,000 to now give away to a listener. And if somebody gets it right playing the game, they get $5,000. If they don't, goes to the pot. It's this whole game that's been happening, but like big money. So make sure you all get entered at BobbyBones.com. It's up there. And the random selection, we just pick somebody and they come and they play the game. And you can win money. Who doesn't need money right now? We all need money right now.
I know.
Inflation, gas. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to need money. So play that game, but I want to do, just so you guys can have a little test of what we've been doing all week, in case you've missed them, Abby, give me two truths and a lie about yourself, and I'm going to try and figure out the lie.
Okay.
I'm ready.
When I was playing kickball one time at school, and the ball bounced off the wall, and it broke my finger, so I couldn't play basketball that season.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Let me think of another one. Back when I was in middle school, I used to play flag football, and I was really good on the team, and I used to score a lot of touchdowns, and they were shocked because there were only two girls on the flag football team.
Okay. Lots of sports. We got lots of sports.
Yeah, a lot of sports. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. And then, let me think of one more.
So bad. You're also not a good liar, so I'm watching your face just to see. This is all on the spot, by the way.
I know it is totally on the spot. That's why I can't think of the last
true story of mine. Abby.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. When I was in eighth grade, I won this talent contest, and I won, it was $1,000.
Okay. We got a talent contest. You're in eighth grade and won $1,000. You played kickball, bounced off the wall, broke your finger. And the other one was, what was the other one? Was that the lie? Is that the one you can't remember?
What's the other? Oh my God. My brain. What did I say?
I'm telling y'all
No, it was sports. Oh, it was sports. Flag football.
You played, I played flag football and you had a lot of good interactions. Yes.
Yeah,
What is the lie? I think it's the eighth grade talent show, because I don't think in eighth grade they would give you $1,000.
God, I'm such an idiot.
Was that the one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that. I was stupid. Because that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I'm pretty good. So far, I've spotted all the lies this week. I'm pretty good at this game.
You thought I was lying on one of the other ones, didn't you? Until I did the last one that ruined it.
No, I was listening. I was just paying very close attention to your body language. I was paying attention to what you were saying. I was listening to context clues.
You said you're not a very good liar, but the first two
I'm not a good liar, but I'm very good at spotting lies.
Well, because, yeah, I gave a stupid, far-fetched one as my lie, basically.
But that's what happens on the show. Like, we'll do these kind of things, and there'll be a far-fetched moment, and you're like, okay, that's not true. Mm-hmm. It couldn't be true. And likely, if it couldn't be true, it probably isn't.
I know.
So, I'm just saying, I've nailed these this week. I'd be a pretty good...
You have been?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So far, I've been able to spot them all.
Dang, are you going to do it?
I don't know. I mean, but that's why I keep saying, like, I'm a really good liar just because I know how to give the right context clues. Because I've listened and I pay attention. I also pay attention when people tell stories on the show.
I can tell. That's what I knew. I knew it'd be a hard one to stump you because I'm like, you probably know a lot of my... facts.
I'm a very intent listener.
Yes.
So I make sure. Is that the right word? I don't know. I'm an intentional listener.
Yes.
Intent. I don't know.
You do it. Do you have
words are hard.
I want to guess you.
You want to guess me?
Yeah.
Okay. When I was younger, my parents donated to a charity, and because of that, I got to swim with penguins, and one of them bit me on the butt. We went to Hawaii when I was younger. We went snorkeling, and a whale nearly crashed into the side of our boat, and I peed my pants a little bit, not going to lie. And then, let's see, another one. I'm going to make them all animal-related. When I was going to adopt Remy, I had initially wanted her to be for my parents, but instead, I got her for me.
Huh. Okay. I think I know.
Which one?
I'm going to say the whale. Is it the whale?
It is the whale.
Because you said not going to lie.
I know. I kept talking too much. I hate when I do that.
You're like, I peed my pants, not going to lie. But it was a lie.
Well, I actually meant to say dolphin.
Oh.
Not whale. Whale would not make as much sense. I meant to say dolphin, and then I threw myself off because I was like, I just messed up my own lie.
Oh, no, but that was really good, though. Like, it was kind of hard. I mean, it was hard to tell. Like, mine was very obvious. We just learned something. If you're going to lie, don't make it so obvious that it's definitely a lie.
Well, if you did good at these, make sure you get entered at bobbybones.com because you can play the game, and it's a great time. It's fun to play even if you don't win the money. Like, you get a good time out of it. And you learn something new.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I will say I have watched a few things. Abby is not typically my girl to talk about reviews because this girl does not watch things.
I don't.
Like, television is not a part of Abby's repertoire of things she likes to do.
Does everybody else, when they're on the show?
Yes.
Like, everybody has suggestions?
Yes. Oh, you're the only one that never has suggestions.
Oh, I gotta get on that.
I need to know what you do with your free time.
I go shopping.
Every day, though? Like, every day?
Yeah. I love Target.
I'm just so curious because, well, let me tell you about my day. This is what happens.
Okay.
So, I come in here and I work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Straight from work, I go to work out. I get home from working out. I get myself kind of around after working out. And then I work until, like, 8 p.m. at night.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole time I'm working, I typically throw things on TV and I'm watching. Then I make some dinner, I go to bed. That's pretty much my Monday through Friday unless something happens during the night that I have plans. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I have time to watch TV because it's part of me when I'm working. That's the only way. Otherwise, I feel like I waste my whole day working, so I watch TV to make me feel better that I'm working all day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's how I, like, see this picture. So the idea that you every day have free time and not once do you choose to watch things blows my mind.
I mean, it'll be like you when I'm working. It'll be on in the background, you know?
Yeah, but you don't choose to watch, like, new things?
Uh-uh.
What do you put on in the background?
like 2 and a Half Men lately.
What are you, my dad?
Lately, I've been watching CSI Miami.
Okay.
Because I went to Miami, you know, before my trip. And so now I'm like, oh, what if I see something I went to? So that's exciting.
Had you seen CSI Miami before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I didn't ever like really care. And now I'm like, oh, I was there.
Do you not have this desire to watch new shows?
Mm-mm.
So intrigued.
I just like can't get into it. I don't know.
It's nothing. It's no really kind, weird. No genre.
No.
What about movies?
Nope.
You'll never go to the movies.
No. I can't even tell you the last time.
I'm so intrigued by this. It's not a bad thing, though, either, because, like, the fact that you have that ability is cool, right? Like,
uh-huh.
I always want to have the TV on. I always want to watch something. So, like, you're literally the polar opposite of me, and I think it's awesome.
Very opposite. Maybe I'm just on, like, TikTok watching videos, like, funny stuff.
So, if you have a free, if you have a free hour and a half every day, what do you do in that hour and a half?
Go shopping.
You shop every day, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
What do you buy?
I just like looking, or I have to take stuff back. I go to Target. It's like retail therapy.
Every day?
Basically, yeah. I'll go to Green Hills Mall, or I'll go to the mall.
Do you just like walk around and not buy stuff sometimes?
I usually find something I like.
So
it's an impulse buy.
Nine times out of 10, you buy something.
Uh-huh.
And then you use the other days to return that something that you bought that you didn't originally need.
But I usually keep it because I like it.
Hmm.
So okay, not every day. That sounds a little freaky, like a little extreme, but
no, but
a lot of days I do.
I'm asking because there's probably people out there that are also like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's also not normal that I watch TV every day. So,
but I go for a lot of walks too. I'll go to the pool.
Okay.
You know, I just feel like I need to be doing something, like not sitting. I feel like I'm sitting all day, like here, and then at night when I'm working or in the afternoon. So I'm like, in my hour and a half that I have free time, I want to be doing something, be out.
Fair.
So I guess walking, it's like, you know, I'm walking, I'm still kind of getting some exercise, but then I'm seeing if there's anything I want.
Okay.
I know it's very bad because I spend money. It's really
bad. Understand. Well, I mean, the difference between you and me is that I gain weight because I sit on the couch, but I don't lose money. You lose weight and lose money.
No, but you go to the gym. You work. You have your hour time to work out, and I've been slacking on that. I should use that time to go to the gym.
Yes, but they say walking is just as impactful.
Okay.
They say you should be getting, like, if you actually want to be losing any weight or if that's a priority for you, then you need to get 10,000 steps in.
So that's what I'm doing when I go shopping.
You are.
I'm getting my steps in.
You're losing weight. You're also losing money.
Yeah, it's bad.
I couldn't. I am not an impulse buyer at all.
Really?
Anyway. Mm-mm. I can't tell you the last time that I have impulse bought something. I wish I could, but I'm very logical in my thinking.
Gosh. Teach me your ways.
My parents, that was just part of it growing up. Like, we just didn't impulse buy a lot of things. It was like if we needed it. And then they always taught me the importance of, like, taking care of those things that they bought us. And so, like, I never had to, like, replace anything because I was afraid to break anything.
It's mostly clothes is my problem.
I get that.
And there's not even enough days in the year.
See, the problem, I think, for me with clothes, I'll buy stuff online more often. One, because when I go into a dressing room, 9 times out of 10, the clothes do not fit and they do not work for me. My body is so strange in the way that it is short, small, many, in different ways that, like, clothes in stores don't often fit me. And so on top of that, I get overwhelmed. Unless I am in a, like, oh my gosh, I need new clothes, I need this or I need that, I'll walk in a store and be like, I am very overwhelmed. And this feels like a lot.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, you don't want to do that then. You know, that's not therapy. That's stressful. So, of course, you wouldn't want to do that.
But I will buy stuff if I, you know, not 100% need it on Amazon. Yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of impulse buy happening with Amazon because it's at the click of your finger. If that makes you feel better.
Yeah, it does. Well, there's got to be some deeper rooted issue of why I'm impulse buying.
No, we're just going to to think that you like to walk around. We're just going to go with that.
Yeah, and just see what's out there.
We're going to roll with that one.
Okay.
But I did watch, even though you don't have any, The Gray Man on Netflix. Mike D talked about it a little bit. I loved this movie. It had Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans. I don't know if I know how to pronounce his name, but... I'm not going to try. I'm not. But he's from Bridgerton.
Oh, okay.
The very attractive man from Bridgerton. Basically a star-studded cast. And it was so good. Like, action-packed movie. If you want to watch something that's, like, action and just, like, a good time. I hated that Chris Evans played a different role than his typical movies because I don't know how I feel about it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. It's not like he was Captain America,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it gave me some different vibes, but I actually still really liked it. It gave me different vibes.
That would be weird to see him when you're used to, like, the, you know, him playing the same part.
Well, it'd be like Tom Hanks playing a horror movie.
Yeah, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just don't see that.
But they should. They should get the chance to do that if the range is what they want and whatever. And Chris Evans is great at everything. So doesn't surprise me he was good at it. It just threw me for a loop until I got used to it throughout the movie.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Because sometimes you don't feel like it's realistic, you know, because you're like, oh, that's not real.
Yes.
Because they're usually this.
But I was so scared because he was that good at
it. Okay, that's
good. I was like, I don't think I like this. I don't like how this makes me feel.
Yeah.
But then I also watched Virgin River on Netflix. The fourth season came out and I really enjoyed
it.
Wait,
I love that. I've seen all of those. I'm waiting for the new one to come out.
You did watch a new show, Abby. Yeah, season 4 is out.
Give myself more credit. It's out already?
Yeah, I already binged it.
When did it come out?
Last Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yes.
Then I'll be watching that. See, I love that one.
Abby, I mean, I'm not here in town this Saturday. We're taping it. She's going to be watching Remy. Now you have something to watch with
Remy. Okay, I will.
You guys can sit and watch it. She's going to be like, I have to watch this show again? I already saw this.
I already know what happened.
No, she'll have no idea.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah. Fourth season of Virgin River is out and it is so good. More twists and turns than even before. So it's good.
So, okay. See, that's like one of my favorites. That's amazing.
I do. And there's moments where I'm like, is this really this cheesy? And then they'll throw like a twist in there. I'll be like, what the? So it's like every moment that I think it might get too cheesy, it like throws me for another loop.
Yeah.
So I like it.
Okay, I'm making a promise right now.
That you're watching the fourth season Virgin River?
Well, I will have some movie suggestions and TV shows. I know I've been saying this probably for 5 weeks now, but next time I really will.
I believe in you,
Abby.
I
will bring it to the table. I will have suggestions.
I believe in you.
I will stop shopping and start watching.
Hey, maybe you just start giving us shopping suggestions. Maybe that's your thing. You give us like the place that you love or the new place you discovered.
Okay. I go to Macy's a lot.
Okay, that's not a new place, Abby. That's like literally you telling me you watch CSI Miami. Same thing.
Some people might not know there's hidden gems at Macy's.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. You're right. But if we're going to do that as a bit on here, then you have to bring new places that people have likely not heard of and they may want to go explore.
Okay.
Macy's, I think everybody has heard of. At least heard of. They maybe not have gone in there, but
they've
heard of it.
Okay. I have some work to do. Okay.
So if you come in next time and you say Target, I'm going to be like, okay. At number 4, Randy Houser came in on the show this week. It was so good to have him in. I love his song, Running Out of Moonlight. I'm not even saying that right, but it's so good.
It's so good.
Randy Houser is just amazing. He sang one of his new songs. He also just talked about jobs he had before he became an artist, before he even moved to Nashville in his 20s. Like, just an awesome guy, human all the way around. So make sure you go watch his performance at BobbyBones.com. But he was a really good one. But that's not what we're talking about. We're going into number 3 because Eddie, his boys, would like a basketball hoop. And Eddie believes that they should put it in the cul-de-sac because their driveway is slanted. Also, by the way, aren't all driveways slanted?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask that question many times.
Unless you have like the top, like it goes up and you have like the parking on the side.
Yeah.
Other than that, yes.
And maybe they kind of have like the little plateau if there's like a sidewalk situation. I don't know, but I just feel like all driveways have a slant.
It must be very slanted.
And that's possible. It could be like on a hill and it's like super slanted.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to choose to assume that's what Eddie means, because otherwise I'm a bit confused. But he would like the boys to go ask their 5 neighbors in the cul-de-sac down the street if they can put the basketball hoop there, and he'll pay for it. Everybody can play on it.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool thing. But I want to know from you and your childhood, especially because you talked about basketball and kickball and flag football, what did you play growing up? What sports equipment did you have at your house?
I did have a basketball goal.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did. What did I have? I rode a lot of bikes, I would say, mostly.
Biking? Like mountain biking or just like biking on pathways?
Bicycles, yeah. Just riding my bike.
Riding your bike?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What else did I do? I mean, I did a lot of running, so that doesn't, you don't need any
and you're
equipment
still a
for
runner.
That.
Yeah. Still a runner.
Uh-huh. And then I did basketball, swim team.
Oh, yeah. Swim team is a big thing in Kansas. I think everybody does that.
Yeah, in the summer. Did you do it?
I did.
Really?
I was really good at the butterfly.
Yeah. Oh, that's a hard one.
Mm-hmm. I love the butterfly.
Yeah.
I would do swim competitions. Oh, you just unlocked a memory.
Oh, no.
You know when you like put it tucked away and you don't really think about it?
Yeah.
Yes. The only, and it wasn't because it was bad. It was just because you had to wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and then you'd go get in this freezing cold pool at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And that was awful.
It was.
I loved the swim meets. We'd get like fun food because we'd be at like country clubs or something uh-huh. and you'd be doing a swimming meet.
Wait, what were you, what team were you on?
I don't know. Yeah. I think I lasted one summer, Abby. Like, I think I did it one summer. I was like, okay, that was cool. I'm good.
Because they were intense. The ones that I swam against. I mean, like, did you write on your arm, eat my bubbles? We yeah. would write that. Remember?
Even, you just, like, keep unlocking.
Yes.
It's like all the keys just keep coming undone. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You would, like, write all these things on you. Like, you could see it in the uh-huh. water.
Yeah.
Like, eat my bubbles.
This is crazy, kids.
That's so funny.
That's yeah. funny. I and, wonder like, if that's a Kansas thing or if that's kind of all over.
Yeah, I wonder. Because mm-hmm. I feel like everybody I knew like did it at some point.
Mm-hmm. They at least tried it.
Yeah. We were all on different teams, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and yeah, it was like country club.
They're fun, but every time I went out of the water, I come out and wear the stupid swim caps. And I'm like, this thing is hurting my head.
Oh, I hated that thing.
Like, just, yeah.
Trying to put it on, it pulled your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was so intense, I remember.
How
just,
many
like, being
years
so
did you
nervous.
Do it?
Oh, like, I mean, probably 10.
Dang.
Yeah, I did it like every summer.
You are super competitive swimming.
Yeah.
Did you want to do swimming in high school?
No, I wasn't good enough.
So
I had like no muscle. I was just like a twig going through the water. Like I knew I had no future in it.
I don't
but...
know, Abby. I think twigs go pretty well through water.
but like the ones that were always winning were like,
all
they
the
had like
muscles.
Broad shoulders, you know, like they were just built way, way different than me. Like,
I think
I
that's
just...
why I was good at the butterfly because I do have broad shoulders. So I would like do the butterfly really well. And
yeah.
I'd do the little flip like... on the side and then I'd come back.
Yeah.
I was really proud of that flip, too.
Oh, my gosh. That was so fun. I miss that.
So 10 years. You didn't do it in high school,
yeah.
though.
Mm-mm.
Didn't pursue that one. How long did you play basketball for?
Oh, man. Since I was a kid. Like, the YMCA is when I started, like, first grade. And then through sophomore year of high school.
If you never played sports through the YMCA growing up, I don't know what to tell you.
What did you play there?
I feel
there?
Like that was a formative time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I played basketball through there for a little bit and softball at one point.
Okay.
And then my softball moved to Two Rivers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes. When I got very competitive. But softball like was the sport for me. Softball and volleyball were those sports that I continued
mm-hmm.
up until high school.
Oh, my gosh.
When my coach made me hate everything.
Really?
So I just quit everything.
No. In high school. And then you did, like, cheerleading. And
yeah. I did cheerleading yeah. in high school. But it was because in, like, eighth grade, it was, like, summer before my freshman year, my softball coach basically was like, you have to choose. And I was like, I don't want to choose. So I'm going to choose neither. And I'm just going to quit all of it.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's how it was for me with sports and theater. I couldn't do both, like, because the coaches and the theater people, they didn't like each other.
Yeah.
They were always competing. They're like, you need to pick one. So I picked sports.
But I don't know why they make you do that. Like,
I
it's
know.
So cool to see, like, especially when you look at really big athletes,
uh-huh.
they did so many sports. It's how they develop all these different skills.
Yeah.
Like, why you make people choose, especially before they're done with high school? Like, had that not happened, I probably would have played sports in high school.
That's
and I think of that, and I'm just like, you stopped that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
You burnt me out to play competitive softball, which I loved and I really enjoyed. And I really probably would have been good in high school.
In middle school. It's
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, you're so young at that age. Like, why so? It should not be that intense.
Mm-mm,
like,
no.
That's crazy.
But it was. And so that's why I quit it all.
But
I had done cheerleading growing up, too. And I had stopped cheerleading to do the other sports. Because
mm-hmm.
my mom had like a cheer team and we were on it. I mean, I was a flyer. I did all the basket tosses, everything when I was super, super young. And then quit it all to do sports. And then quit all the sports to do cheerleading.
Oh
and then
gosh.
I quit it all when I went to college.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you ever do T-ball? I did T-ball. I remember
oh,
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's way like what? First grade? Kindergarten?
Yeah.
That's like when you're really
Do you think
young.
You could play some T-ball now?
Yeah?
He hit it off the tee.
I would want to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the pitching, like actual like softball like you played. I don't know how great, I'd have to do like the underhand. Like they just like.
The slow pitch?
Yeah, it's very slow pitch. I could do that.
Oh, I think about that too. Like my coach wouldn't let us, if a ball was coming at us, we couldn't move. You'd have to get hit by it. There was no choice.
Oh, really?
Just, I look back on that stuff all the time and I'm like, oof.
That's intense.
Yeah. It was competitive. I mean, that's how I was on a competitive team that was 18 and older at one point because of how intense it was. It was a whole program that, I mean, my parents paid for me to play on it.
Wow. So. Which is good, though. I think we all need that at some point. I think we all need the competitive.
And I should say it should go both ways. You had to audition or whatever, try out to be on it. And then if you made it, then they, like, you had to pay to play because you were traveling pretty much every weekend.
Woo, that's intense.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We were talking about on the show this week the most valuable things you own. Which, if you have one, think of one. And I was thinking about this. I have an entire booklet because what would happen when you'd go to softball tournaments? Every team would have a pin of, like, your team. So ours was the Mustangs. And we'd have a pin for that. And you would give them to another team and you'd swap them. And you'd have pins from all these teams all over the country. And I have this book of all of these massive teams, especially, like, when we went to Nationals and we would switch with each other and we'd have all these. Like, I have several of, like, the national champions in there that I'd switch with. And it was our way of interacting, even though, like, you were supposed to be, like, hate each other because you're enemies, you're competing against each other. But the pin moment was, like, the moment that was so pure and you just switch pins and it was like, this is really cool. I'm meeting someone from Utah or New York and you're 12 years old. You never know any different, you know?
That's so cool, yeah.
So I have a whole book of all these pins from all these softball teams, like, all over.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
That was really cool. People had massive collections, but I don't think mine was that huge. I definitely had a lot, but not huge.
You know what is really random for me? Did you ever play, like, store? Like, with cash registers when you were a kid? Like, my grandpa gave me an actual cash register. Oh. Like, that they have at stores.
Yeah.
That, like opens and you put money in
it. You had money in it.
Yes. Like, for my birthday. So that's right. Like, I don't know if that even relates, but I used to, like, play with that all the time.
No, it totally will. And that will probably cost some big money when you get older and they no longer exist.
Exactly. Like, I just loved pushing the buttons and, like, checking people out, you know, and giving change. That's so
that and playing house.
Yes.
Those were, like, the few. I wonder, I'm asking this to, like, parents now, if kids still play, like, house and store and
doctor.
Yeah,
we did that all the time too, like the stethoscope, the plastic one, you know.
Yes. like if the imagination is as strong, because, like, yes, we had TV and stuff, but not the way it is now, not with technology,
right?
So I'm curious to know if kids still do that, like, if that imagination is still there. Because that was big. This is all we did for several years.
You know what else I did? I had a trampoline in my backyard, too.
Ooh,
all the way through to college. Like, that was so fun. Trampoline. All my friends would come over. We would jump on that. Mm-hmm. Like, that was, like, the thing to do.
I don't ever see trampolines in yards anymore.
Really? I feel like a few.
You've seen a few?
Yeah.
I don't think
with the net.
I don't think the yards are big enough around me to sustain a trampoline.
Yeah. The yards are really tiny here. I couldn't have one.
And the thing in Kansas, too, is we'd always have, like, tornado weather, and they'd go flying. You'd find somebody's freaking trampoline in somebody else's backyard.
That's what happened to mine. It rolled all the way down the street because we had a net on it.
Yep.
And then we didn't have it, like, we finally weighted it down or, like, put stakes in the ground because, wind.
Even still, like, sometimes when they're weighted and stuff, they'll be somewhere else.
Yeah.
You get the wind in Kansas or definitely, like, tornado weather, that trampoline's in another land.
It's gone.
It went to Wizard of Oz. It did. Literally.
It did. Oh, I miss that. I'm thinking of all the things I used to do.
I know, right? Yeah. I love reminiscing on the good times.
I know. The much simpler times.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's been a very exciting last few weeks for Lunchbox. He heard some exciting news from Bobby and Scuba Steve that he could be getting an acting role if he auditions and it goes great. And then this week, Amy shared some big news about her sister's TV show and him. And, woof, I mean, listen, if Lunchbox doesn't have good karma happening right now, like, this is what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
It's happening. So we'll see how that all kind of plays out. But he got some more good news this week from Amy. I wanted to share two food worlds with you. Let me know if you'd be interested in trying these, okay? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Heinz dropped some bougie new sauces in their chef-inspired collection. So they now have Heinz, which is ketchup, right?
Right.
They own a lot of other brands, but ketchup is their number one. They have infused honeys offered in hot chili flavor and black truffle flavor.
I'm going to have to say no.
You're like, I don't even know.
Dude, I just don't like spicy.
I'm not a fan of spicy either, but the black truffle wouldn't be.
That could be good. Black truffle?
So have you ever had like truffle butter, truffle cheese? It's like, truffle's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like high end, so very bougie.
Okay.
But the flavors of it are insane. They're really good. So I would say yes to that if it doesn't cost me an arm and a leg. But
I know, I'm wondering how much it would be.
I do not know. But they are offered at Walmart, Publix, and Amazon, so maybe decent prices.
Ooh.
And then they have some crunch sauces offered in chili pepper crunch, roasted garlic crunch, and mandarin orange miso crunch.
Mmm. I could do the garlic.
Right?
Yeah.
I love me some, like, sauces. So I may try some of these because I love a good, like, you can't give me a French fry without a sauce. I cannot eat plain French fries.
What's your go-to?
Honey mustard.
It is? For mm-hmm. fries?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You're so good.
Wow.
Or ranch, if they have good ranch. But I've been disappointed several times when I've asked for ranch from restaurants. I'm like, this tastes like crap.
Yeah, what's the deal? Yeah, if you don't have a good ranch, it's
most of the time, if it's like a homemade ranch, I'm like, this is great. Mm-hmm. I'll eat that all day long. But that's my thing. Like, so say I go to Texas Roadhouse, okay? Mm-hmm. I always get the four side meal because that's like the only vegetarian thing on there. And I'll get like a salad and some corn and I'll get some French fries. And every time I have French fries, I get their honey mustard and their ranch. And those two sauces there are so bomb. They're, do not sleep on them.
They're so good.
So good.
They are. Yeah.
I love me some Texas Roadhouse. Like, I could freaking.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Not right now because I'm on a very healthy diet and that is not. None of any of that is part of my diet anymore. But
no, that's sad.
It'll be a binge night if I go and do that, and I'll probably be in the bathroom the remainder of the evening. But yes, so dipping sauces, I'm all about it.
Okay.
But how are you feeling? Would you go buy these at Walmart or Publix or Amazon?
I really don't think so. I'm the most boring, simple person ever. So just put like ketchup on my fries and I'm good.
You are. That's I was having a conversation with Eddie a few weeks ago on the Best Bits, and I was like, give me the perfect fry combination.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be anything. Like, you could take Wendy's fries and put it with McDonald's mustard. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You could do anything.
Yeah.
And he looks me dead in the eye, and he goes, I would like McDonald's ketchup with fries. were McDonald's fries with ketchup.
Okay, I agree.
You guys kill me. You kill me. Out of all the things in the world to experience, that is what you guys choose.
Yes, that's what beats that. Oh, there's nothing better than ketchup.
You're killing me. Subway is giving away free sandwiches for life. Well, they did this week. I'm not sure if anybody did this. I haven't seen it in the news yet. But basically what they were doing was if you got a foot-long tattoo, you could get a free sandwich for life. So depending on where they receive the tattoo and how big it is, they could get Subway sandwiches for a month, a year, or a lifetime.
Oh, my gosh.
So would you do? There's the 12-inch by 12-inch tattoo of the logo on their sternum or back, and that is how you'd receive a lifetime of free Subway sandwiches.
12 by 12? Mm-hmm. That's your entire
back. A foot. That would literally be that would go into my butt.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I would not do that.
There's that one. A 2-inch by 2-inch tattoo on their wrist, bicep, or foot would win them free subs for a month.
That's not even worth that, a month.
Okay. Or you could do a 3-inch by 3-inch tattoo on their shoulder blade, forearm, or calf to get it for a year.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I think you'd really have to love Subway for that. Would you get anything, any tattoo of any brand put on you to receive, say you receive it for a lifetime? Is there any brand you would put on you?
I would either do Starbucks or Chipotle. Okay. I would do Starbucks because I spend way too much money there and I feel like that would be worth it.
So Starbucks, they'd probably say the logo. Chipotle, they'd probably say like a burrito.
Yeah. And that's kind of cute.
And you would do those. You'd add a little smiley face to it.
Yeah, it's a good conversation starter.
Right.
And those are like expensive. I feel like, Subway's kind of affordable. I feel like. I don't know. Never mind.
Maybe. No,
they're probably all, even if they're all the same price, for me, those would be worth it.
I think I would do Taco Bell. I'd put a little taco.
See, look how cute that would be.
Right?
A little smiley face or a bite out of it.
It'd be like a little winky. Like, know what this is about.
Yes.
But I don't think I could ever do a 12 by 12 inch of anything. I have no tattoos. Do you have any tattoos?
No, I want to get one.
You do? What do you want to get?
Something on my wrist relating, I don't know, to my grandpa or grandma or brother. I don't know. Something special, but I'm trying to decide what it would be. I want it to have meaning, not just like a random, I don't know. So.
I love that. That would be so pretty.
I just can't decide what,
because
I want it to be very, very subtle, but that's a lot going, to get.
Yes. I'm sure there's so many cool ideas out there. Something really cool you could do.
Yeah.
You could even do like their different initials and kind of put them in a line.
I know. Yeah.
With like stars or something.
That'd be cute.
Spacing them out. I don't know.
I know. It's hard to know. So if there's any ideas.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe there's some listeners out there that are really good tattoo people.
Yeah.
And they have ideas.
I want ideas. Some special ones, like on the wrist.
Mm-hmm. I love
that. Do you want one? Or any plans?
I don't think I will ever get a tattoo, maybe of Remy's paw print when she's no longer here.
That'd be so sweet.
But that would go along with the cat that I lost. I had her for 19 years and I'd put them together.
Aww.
And do like two different paw prints. But I don't even know if I would do that. Because then I'd probably just cry all the time.
I know. That's the thing too. It's like it's special, but it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
You see it all the time.
But I do think at a point it becomes a positive memory, right? Like it could be emotional at first, but then it becomes a positive one. Like they're always with you kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, I love that idea. That's that's really cute.
But
that's
I love your idea.
Yeah.
They're both emotional though.
I know they are.
And I'm you never know when I'm gonna cry at this point. It may just randomly happen, so I'm just gonna keep moving forward so we don't see Morgan cry today.
Yeah.
In at the number one spot we had Ronnie Dunn stop by because he has a new solo album out and he's just all around a great dude. I know I say that about a lot of the guests that come on the show, but Ronnie's a fun time to listen to. He talked a lot about Brooks and Dunn, what happened when they broke up, how the Brooks and Dunn reboot album happened. Just a really solid interview all the way around with Brooks and Dunn information and some really cool stories about Ronnie Dunn and his solo career. So definitely check that out. It'll be on the Best Bits Part 2, or you can watch it at BobbyBones.com. I got a few more random questions before we wrap this. You ready, Abby?
Mm-hmm.
What are your pet peeves?
Oh, my pet peeves? people chewing with their mouth open really loud and gross. Bad drivers, like really slow, or they don't turn on their turn signal. Like, talk about road rage. I have major road rage when I'm by myself. If you're riding with me, I'm calm, cool, and collected.
That's so funny.
But get me by myself. Oh my gosh.
The true Abby comes out.
Yes. Slow walkers. That irritates me too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like if you're walking in a doorway or like into Target. into Target.
That's a common one for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, can we go faster?
I really need to spend some more money.
I need to get in here and see what I, yeah. Oh, what's another good one? I said quite a few there.
No, those are some solid ones. I would agree with all of those. My biggest like thing is inconsiderate people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a crap who you are, and I don't give a crap how much money you have or whatever.
Yeah.
If you are inconsiderate of other human beings, just of like the nature, the empathy to have for other people. I just, on the daily basis, how many times I run into people who just have no disregard or no regard. Yeah.
Yes.
No regard for the people around them just baffles me.
Uh-huh. Oh, like they're the only person. Yes.
Yes.
The only person in the world. Like that can relate to a lot
of things. It's like stopping in the middle of the road to talk to somebody or do something that's benefiting you. It's to, like, I just can't fathom doing it because I would never do it to other people.
That baffles me all the time.
Yes.
Holding the door, not holding the door open, or if I do hold the door open and you don't say anything, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I just waited here. You didn't even look at me. Like, I just follow you around and open the door.
Yeah, like, they're in their own bubble that nobody else exists around them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my biggest pet peeve. But I can handle anything else. You take that away, I'd be a very happy girl. Because I just cannot fathom it. The inconsiderate of just... And lack of empathy.
Yeah.
I think they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. I just think I wish people would just start being more like aware of others around them and that they're not the only one. Because, yes, that bothers me so much too.
Yes. When we were talking about it a few days ago, when we were talking about how you and I growing up in Kansas and living there for so long, we're so used to very kind people.
Yes.
And people who want to do their jobs and people who want to show up and be the best person that they can be. Like, I don't know how many times I have walked into a store here in Nashville, chains, local, everything alike. And very often people do not want to be there.
No. And like they're angry.
Yeah. And I'm like, that never happened when I lived in Wichita or in Manhattan, like Kansas in general. And I think it goes just to show the difference in big city life maybe versus, you know, a little bit more calm of a life. Because Wichita and Manhattan aren't small. They're not like rural places, but they're definitely not like big city like Nashville. But I just don't understand. I don't understand why we can't, like, show up. If you're going to go and you're going to get a paycheck, like, you got to show up and you got to do your job. And at least half want to be there. Even if you don't, fake it till you make it.
Right. But also, I feel like if I would have given an attitude on, like, a customer service-based job, I think I would have been fired.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't have put up with that. That's not my personality anyway to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I did, I'm just surprised they still have a job.
No, like, I remember. So Buffalo Wild Wings, that was my first job when I turned 16. I started as a host. Mm-hmm. I moved over to do the expo. And then I was a cashier. And then I was a server. Like, I stayed in that job. Did I like it every day? No. Did I voice my frustration in the back? Yes. But every time I would show up, every time I would do everything possible to make people happy. And I've worked in that industry. I know what customer service is.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like... I went to Lowe's the other day. This is why this whole conversation started. We were sitting in the glass room. I went to Lowe's to rent a carpet cleaner, okay? I show up to Lowe's. I'm in customer service. And I'm like, hey, it's sitting right next to you guys. This is what I want to rent. Just let me know how I need to get it. And they're like, oh, you need to go to the renting tools, which, mind you, is on the complete opposite side of Lowe's. And Lowe's is not a small store, okay?
No.
I'm like, okay, I don't really understand. It's right here, but, you know, whatever. I didn't make a fuss. Walk to them. I walk back there and they're like, yeah, we don't mess with those. That's not our department.
What?
And I was like, okay, well, customer service just said it was, so I guess I'm a little confused. They're like, no, we have our own that you could do back here. I'm like, that's literally made for big humans to use. Like, a very muscular man can use that.
Yeah.
I am a 5-foot tall, small girl. I cannot hold or carry that to my car, let alone operate it in my house. But he tried to explain it, whatever. I was like, I'm good. Okay. I was like, okay, well, that didn't work. So I walked back to customer service and I was like, hey, can you guys like, they said, you guys do it. It took them 30 minutes after that had all happened for them to tell me that they broke the key to not be able to rent out the carpet cleaners to me.
Oh my gosh.
And I was baffled at all of that interaction. I still didn't, granted, that all happened. I still didn't like make a huge scene. I wasn't angry. I was just like, I don't understand. I literally had to laugh at that point because I was like, I don't understand how this just happened.
That is so wild. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've been in a store or like a restaurant and I feel like guilty. Like I feel stupid when I'm walking out and I'm like, wait, how did I let them make, why'd they let me feel that way?
They make you feel bad for even asking for help or for asking for something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because like one time, I mean, I get a salad a lot that's like $12, which I think is a lot for a salad.
That is a lot for a salad. Yeah.
Yeah. And I walk in, I was like, can I have an extra thing of dressing? And they look at me like I am the worst human. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, yeah. And I'm like, thank you. I'm so sorry that I'm at a restaurant asking for more dressing to go.
You're inconveniencing them.
Yeah, it's very odd. I'm not used to this at all. You know,
and it's like, totally. It's just throwing me for a loop. I don't know if it has to do with the pandemic and just where we're at, and people are really hit their wits' end. I don't know, but holy crap!
I know. I'm like, we all go through struggles, but just don't take it out on other people. You know, like,
and we're like, if you can't show up to work and feel good about it, like, start looking for something new, but do what you can while you're there.
Right.
Like, if y'all think we're happy all the time, every day, you're wrong.
Right.
But we come in and we put a smile on our face and we do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because nobody wants to hear us complain.
Yeah. No, yeah. We've got to be happy. Like,
at least
everybody wants
to
be around people that are happy.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're at the counter of a restaurant, why would you want to greet someone like angry?
I'll never get over it, Abby. I think I walked 5,000 steps in the Lowe's alone trying to figure that out. I was like, I don't care this much. And then you know what I did? I went to a Big Lots and I rented one in 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh. That is, I don't understand. I'm really not sure, because I feel like that'd be like fun to work at Lowe's. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
You're walking around talking to people.
I mean, I'm calling out brands, but I don't care now. Like, y'all fix your customer service. This has gotten so bad across the board. Okay. There's one really nice lady at Taco Bell when I used to go there all the time, and I haven't been to see her in a long time. She'd always say hi to Remy, and she was always really kind to me. And we need more ladies like that one.
Yeah, stuff like that matters. You think it doesn't. You think saying hi doesn't matter, but it doesn't happen often. So when you do, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
you can hate it, but just like be nice while you're hating it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, hate it when you get at home or in the car.
I don't know. Something. We're going to end on a high note, though, with another random question. Who is your all-time favorite Disney character?
Oh, Disney character? I like...
Oh, it has to be a princess. I feel it.
Oh, a princess?
No, I just feel that yours is going to be a princess.
I was going to say Princess Jasmine. But then...
Well, you had a little sing when you said, who's my favorite princess? And I was like, oh, it's going to be a princess.
Yeah, I don't know, just because I always wanted to be her.
Princess when I was Jasmine. Little.
And, yeah, and then we named our dog, my first dog, when I was like 4. We got our first dog, she was a Sheltie, and we named her Jasmine, after Princess Jasmine. So I've always loved her.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
Have you ever dressed up for Jasmine on Halloween?
I have not, and that's the crazy thing. As much as I like love her, I've been every other princess but her.
What?
Isn't that weird?
You need to be Jasmine.
I know.
Maybe that's an adult one you become.
I think it is. Yeah. I think I look every year and then it's too late. I do this. So I need to start looking now, because it's usually like sold out or not going to get here in time when I think about it. So I'm going to order it right now.
That's going to be one of your shopping sprees that you go on.
That's what I need to do next.
You come back with a Jasmine Halloween costume.
Go to Party City. Yeah.
I used to be like all the Disney things. I loved them. But as I've watched Marvel and Star Wars and stuff, that's changed so much. I think it's Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. Oh, yes. So cute. So cute.
I love Baby Yoda.
I have all of the things. And I saw you when you went to Disney World. You wore the hat. And it was
I got
so
a
cute.
Bucket hat with Baby Yoda on.
Yes.
And it's a reversible. And the other side is literally all these Baby Yodas.
Oh, my gosh.
I love
so
him.
So cute.
Even though it's not his name. His name's Grogu. But, you know. Did you watch the Star Wars stuff?
No.
How do you?
But I love him. Because I saw him on all, like, Instagram, all the memes. how that was a thing for a while.
Yes.
He was just like on all the pictures. And I was like, it's so cute.
That is like the worst kind of bandwagon fan. You saw him.
I said Grogu, not Star Wars.
I know.
Isn't that the Mandalorian?
Yeah, it's not even actual Star Wars. Star Wars is Yoda.
See, at least I know. I knew that.
You did. But you could at least watch Mandalorian to know where the freaking character comes from. It's like 10 episodes.
You know what's funny?
Maybe, I think there's season two
there's
now too. 10? But
oh, gosh. I remember in school, they made us go on a field trip to watch Star Wars. And if you know me, that is like, what kind of field trip is that?
It's like your worst nightmare.
Can you imagine? You're forcing me to sit in a theater?
Yeah.
And watch Star Wars?
Never gonna ask you to go to a movie.
I do want to see. I want to see Top Gun. And the Elvis
see
one.
I do want to see Elvis. Maybe we can go to Elvis together so I can see what your experience is like at the movies.
I'll go. Yeah, I can get it for the first time in 5 years. I'm just kidding.
Oh man. Well, thanks for coming on with me, Abby.
Thank you.
Talking about a bunch of random things. This was fun.
It was fun.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
Did you get to know yourself a little bit better?
I did. I'm really bad at lying and coming up with
TV shows.
Yeah, and TV shows. Oh, there's a lot I need to homework again.
I give you homework every time, and it has never happened. You've never actually completed the homework.
I know. See, fun fact. I got all A's in school, but with you, I get all F's.
Yeah, so far,
I haven't completed.
You have negative F's.
Okay.
She's writing on a notepad. Maybe it'll happen. Not really.
Watch
TV. She was writing smiley faces.
And movies.
It's your reminder.
Yeah.
Oh, tell the people where they can find you at.
Instagram, abby.anderson1_. And then Twitter, Singin' Abby.
Yes, all the good ones. Are you on TikTok?
I am.
What's your TikTok?
But it's Abby Lee. Because I tried to make that so that people, when I wanted to like create my own identity, and do whatever I wanted. Because I feel like we can't really do like crazy ones. Like there's a lot of cussing ones on there, you know?
I love the cussing ones.
I do too, but I feel like I just can't, you know?
Yeah, not our audience.
Yeah, but now I have posted so people know that. So now it's a different name.
Okay.
So it's like Abby Lee 30 or something. I don't
know. Okay, if you find Abby Lee 30 and she's cussing on TikTok, it's her. Don't worry. And I'm at WebGirlMorgan on all the things, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you name it. And you can make sure you also follow the show at Bobby Bones Show on all of the things. And BobbyBones.com has a lot of content up there for y'all to consume from this week. Make sure y'all check out the Best Bits Part 2, which is just the bits. But Abby, thank you so much. I love you. Good to chat with you.
Thank you. You too. It was fun.
Yes. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
This is a Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.